Welcome to the Pain to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed, and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships, and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator, and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery, and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 52 of the From Pain to Power podcast. I'm delighted to announce that it is the 52nd week today of this podcast, because that officially means that we've done a year of podcasting, weekly podcasting on Mondays. And someone reminded me recently that there were 52 weeks in a year, and I completely forgot that. So I thought it would be fun to do a reflection episode, a reflection on a year of podcasting, my journey with this medium as well, the reasons I decided to start this podcast, how it's been for me, that behind the scenes, and some reflections. And the reason why I thought that would be fun and interesting is because it is very much about the creative journey. And I know a lot of you are on creative journeys in your own right, whether it's with your health, because I think that is a creative journey. Healing and recovery is very much creative. We can never predict anything. A lot of you are also creative people. So yeah, I thought it'd be nice to do a reflection episode. So before I get into the kind of podcasting business, even when I reflect on the year, like so much can happen in a year. Like a year still is quite a short period of time, but a lot can happen in a year. And I know that I've been talking about moving house and having problems with my back and various things happening. And so I'm really excited to let you know that I found a new place to live. Richard and I found somewhere to live in a place called Wicklow Town in County Wicklow, which is, it's about an hour, maybe a little bit over an hour south from Dublin on the coast. And yeah, it was a very, very stressful experience house hunting in the rental market in Ireland. It's just absolutely crazy. So yeah, through some connections, we managed to get a home, and it needs a little bit of work. So we're excited to kind of work on it as a project together. But it was just a really interesting experience how you're kind of like with anything you're trying to achieve or get or manifest or create, that it always is so different to what you imagined, and how important it is to get really clear on your needs. And so we were doing like a lot of viewings and things, and there was a lot of confusion about what we want and what we didn't want and what we needed. And so one day I sat down to make a list of like non-negotiables for our home. And when I made that list and I looked at it, I realized like that there were like one or two places that we had kind of not really considered very seriously, and they met all of the non-negotiables. So that was really, really interesting, because, you know, the postcode was slightly different to what we wanted, and the just sort of more kind of superficial things were not things on our non-negotiable list, obviously, and they're just things on a negotiable list that you can tweak and change and fix and improve. So I was really glad that I went through that process of like just sitting down and making a non-negotiable list. And then when I was really honest with myself, when we were honest with ourselves, rather, it kind of, yeah, the home that we had already seen a week prior to making that list was still available, which was great. And we jumped on it. So we're both really, really excited. It's a much bigger change for him because, yeah, it's a further move for him. But for me, it's not too far from my family. So I'm feeling very excited about that. And what else has been happening? I know I've been talking about my back as well. I've been getting great support from my physiotherapist, Brian, who actually in one of my courses, I have a course called Self-Care in the Menstrual Cycle, which is a self-guided course on my website, by the way. For anyone who is interested in taking that, you can head on over to the link in the show notes. My friend Brian O'Rourke, he's an excellent physiotherapist. He works similar to me, obviously in a very different context, but he works systemically, which is that he works holistically with the whole body. And he's been really helping me with my injury and with pain and mindset and building safety again in my nervous system around that particular injury. And yeah, and so I'm really, really grateful for that. And I also want to give a shout out to my very, very good friend Shirley, Dr. Shirley Graham, who is based out in DC in America, and she listens to the podcast. So hopefully she'll be listening to this episode at some point on her walks, or maybe when she's making her coffee in the morning. But the reason I want to give her a shout out is because she's been a huge inspiration to me personally and my work. But more on a personal level, something that my friend Shirley, that I want to offer to all of you who really inspires me with, is I want to offer you this little tip, and I'm sure some of you are already doing it, is that she's so good at planning in advance, like self-care activities. So anytime she comes back to Ireland, she always lets me know her dates in advance, and she lets all her friends know her dates in advance. And she also tells us like that she has a yoga retreat booked, or she's going on a little adventure to West Cork, or she is going, I don't know, she's, you know, some kind of retreat or wellness event, or even she's really into the arts as well. So she might be going to some kind of arts thing. And so she's really, really good at booking these things in advance, and also really good at booking holidays in advance. She'll have her, you know, holidays booked well in advance in the year, and she knows exactly when she's going and where she's going, and she gets good deals and that kind of thing. And she's really good at, like, because she does the thing, she does that in advance, she gets good like Airbnbs, you know, before they get booked up. So she's been really inspiring to me, because I'm just after booking a trip to Italy in August, which for me, I know it's March and like lots of people have their holidays booked, but for me, that's like pretty early to book things. So I'm really excited about that. And yeah, I just, you know, think that if you do plan these things in advance and have them in your diary, you can plan financially a little bit better. You have something to look forward to. You know, you can let your friends know if you're wanting people to come with you. And so, yeah, it's just something that I'm really grateful for her really instilling that mindset into my head and really taking that seriously, like really taking your holidays and your self-care and your trips that you're going on seriously, and that, you know, that you should definitely prioritize those on your to-do list. So if that inspires anyone, and if you do book any trips while you're listening to this or afterwards, let me know, because I would love to know where you're going. And we are going to Puglia, which is in the very, very, very southern tip of Italy. It's going to be very hot. But yeah, it'll be grand. We'll be fine. We're going to go to the beach. We have an apartment with air conditioning, and we're just going to chill and read and write and just see what the south of Italy has to bring for us. So there are kind of just a few little personal updates, and thank you for letting me share my personal life. But yeah, I just wanted to reflect a little bit on, you know, it being 1 year of podcasting. It's March 2023, and I will say that I'm really glad that I've done this. I can't believe I've done a whole year of episodes, and I'm so grateful to the people who listen to this, to the loyal listeners, because obviously without you, I wouldn't still be doing this. And it's really, really fun to see the podcast being shared online and people replying to me. And then, you know, yeah, it's just, like, I don't get a huge amount of emails, obviously, but it's just really, really nice whenever I do get a message. And I know some of you I know personally as well. I'm so grateful for those messages. And I don't always reply immediately because, like, you know, life happens. But I'm so, so grateful. And your replies to emails as well. And because a huge, big value that I have in this work is that I try my best, even though I'm in a position of leadership and authority in the space, being a coach and also like teacher, and, you know, I have a professional training, I do my best to really listen to people and to let whatever I'm hearing from my end clients and my students really inform how I shape this work. And so it can take me some time to really finalize things, and my creative process can be quite slow. But the reason for that is because I spend a lot of time thinking through and considering things, what to put in, what to take out, what is helpful, what isn't, what can be improved, and what is trauma informed, what is anti-oppressive, what is inclusive, all of those things. And like, I'm far from perfect in those areas, but I do my best to create a business in with more social justice in mind and my own self-care in mind and the well-being of my business too, and so that it can be sustainable for the future. And so having this podcast has really allowed me to have, you know, that kind of long form conversations with people. And what I'm also really glad about is that when it comes to marketing, you know, very often we think we have to be dancing on TikTok or, you know, in the media every day or, you know, posting on Instagram constantly or whatever it is. And I just knew that that wasn't really me personally, and nothing against it, because I think, you know, I'm really into like lots of people who do that kind of thing. But for me, it's just not like aligned with who I am. and I don't have the patience for it. And also the type of work that I offer is deep, deep process work, longer form kind of relational work with me. And, you know, I really am a big believer that your marketing and the method of marketing that you choose needs to also kind of mirror and reflect what it is that you're selling and offering. And so there's no point in me doing like kind of sort of, you know, things that like post every single day with little pieces of advice, because it's not what I do with my clients. I don't really give them much advice. I will give them education. I give them things to think about and try if it is relevant, but I'm not like looking for more things to throw at them all the time. In fact, I'm very consciously not doing that, because a lot of my work is helping people navigate uncertainty and navigate disappointment and grief and acceptance around, you know, being in a body that has potentially chronic illness, for example. And then through that journey, through the emotional journey, very often people do find a different type of healing. So their nervous system can start to relax a little bit more and they start to enjoy their life a bit more and have more capacity for pleasure if you're not constantly looking for solutions and fixes and, you know, ways to fix yourself and heal, quote unquote heal, I mean. And so I think I'm really glad that I spent a lot of time in the year before starting this podcast thinking about marketing and wanting, I knew I was kind of ready to level up in my marketing and commit to a form of marketing. And I think that's another thing as well, is like thinking back, you know, and I'm really speaking to my students as well here, when you are starting a business, you don't know what you don't like and you don't know what you do like. And so you have to kind of figure things out. You're very much in that like innocent, playful, you know, inner spring energy. And you have to like get in the sandpit like a child would and just try different things. So you don't know yourself yet. So, and you don't know your business yet. And your business also needs to kind of reveal itself onto you. So that's another thing as well, is that when you're starting off in this kind of work, any kind of coaching or therapeutic work or any kind of entrepreneurial work, to be honest, you do have to kind of like let yourself have a go. I did a lot of that. You know, I've done webinars and courses and Instagram videos and, you know, lots of things like that. And I knew that like, if I'm asking clients to commit to me, I have to commit to the business. So I decided, okay, I want to pick one marketing avenue and just give it a go. Give it a go for a year, you know, commit to it for a year or so or more and see how I like it, see how my business likes it, see how my audience likes it. And then yeah, but really, really kind of test out the commitment piece. And that brings me on to the next point, which is that, you know, when it comes to this podcast, something I've really been learning a lot about commitment this year in my work and with my clients and with myself and also in my relationship and living circumstances and all just a kind of a lot of different areas of my life. I think my word of the year last year, if I remember correctly, it was commitment, actually, now that I think about it. And what I've learned about it is that it's really like, it's like a choice every day. And if you do take that one day at a time approach, which I encourage people to take, obviously you have to like have goals and ambitions and direction, but like to be in the day is what I mean. And commitment is really about like choosing every day to stay, choosing every day to not like let the fight flight response to take over, or to not like say, for example, if something doesn't work out today, it doesn't mean I have to like change my marketing plan or change my decision. It's like if I was to have an argument with Richard, I wouldn't just suddenly be like, oh, he's not the guy for me, you know. So maybe I would have in the past. I know people do that when they're younger, but really it's about like being with the discomfort. And so there, even though a lot of you, you know, are really complimentary towards the podcast and it has been very successful, I very often have weeks where I'm like not in the mood for doing the podcast, or I don't really know what to say, or I don't really have much time for it, or I have to kind of like squeeze it in on the weekend, or yeah. So it has not been a perfect ride whatsoever. It hasn't been, I haven't like done it consistently at like 11 o'clock on a Monday. Like it has kind of been weaved into my week, and that's okay, because that is how I work. I know the things that I need to do, but because I very much try to prioritize my energy over my time management, you know, sometimes things do get pushed to a Friday or to a, well, not that often on a weekend, but sometimes it does, and that's okay. It's really, really okay. So that's something, yeah, they're just all things as well that I've been thinking about. And so like commitment isn't always fun and lovely. Like, you know, there's so many days where I just don't want to be there, you know, and but I'm choosing to show up, and I show up imperfectly. And sometimes I don't really know what I'm going to say. And I'm just going to be like, oh, I'm just going to like pick this topic that I thought about. And let's just see what happens when I like, you know, I always will sit down and bullet point some points and, you know, think about what I'm going to say before I record a podcast. But I don't really script it either, because I think I'd just wreck my head if I did that. It'd be way too much prep for me. So that's not how I work. I want this podcast to be like an experience of what it's like to be sitting with me, or what it's like to be in my classroom as well. Yeah. So that is the reality. And that's the, you know, we're in the last month now of the menstrual cycle coaching and professional training and facilitation professional training for this year. And, you know, if you're interested in that, you can click on the link in the show notes and read about it there. We're having a new intake in October this year, and the waiting list is currently open for that. So you can pop your name on the list. But like what I'm thinking about for our last kind of class, we're having the last round of classes we're having in March for the group. One of the pieces that I have planned to talk about is reflecting on our disappointments and reflecting on the things that didn't get, the needs that weren't met in the course. Because that's also reality, because it would be such an illusion for me to just expect people to like absolutely love every single second of it. Now, there are people who have said that to me, and I do believe them. And I have been on courses that have been amazing, and I wouldn't fault them at all. But the reality is, like, it's not perfect, and I can't be all things to everyone. And also, when I give myself permission to be in that reality, it also allows my students who are becoming menstrual cycle coaches to also embody the same. And that's healing for the female collective, the menstrual cycle coaching experience, because very often what can happen in this space is, you know, we've been let down by the medical system or the mental health system because they haven't acknowledged the somatic female experience. And so when people come to kind of the wellness space, and they might step into coaching or nutrition or any kind of like intervention for hormones that's coming from a more holistic approach, we can kind of project a lot of the unmet needs from the medical system onto that space. And then we can get disappointed if, you know, it doesn't work, quote unquote work, or if it doesn't work to the standard we wanted or the level we wanted. Or yeah, so it can get kind of a little bit complicated emotionally. And so that puts a lot of pressure on, you know, if you are a coach or a nutritionist or someone working with people who have been let down by the medical system, it can put a lot of pressure on you. And so I teach people how to coach in that space. And that's one of the things we're looking at, and particularly this month, is supporting our clients in their experience of disappointment or of, you know, not getting their needs met from one particular place. And yeah, so that's kind of the reason I'm saying that, is because like, it's just kind of a reminder when I think about my reflections of this podcast that it hasn't been perfect. It hasn't been perfect in its experience in terms of me sitting here, and it hasn't been perfect in terms of its delivery, but it's been wonderful all the same as well, which I'm really, really excited about. And there's a lot to celebrate. So moving on to celebrations, I'm really excited to share with you that we've had 5,500 downloads of the podcast in a year, which I don't know if that's big, but I think that's big. And yeah, some of the episodes that are popular, I'm going to just list a couple of them here, are Navigating Beginnings. Obviously, that's the very first one. The episode number 9 is The Inner Autumn of the Menstrual Cycle, the premenstrual phase. And then we have number 3 is episode 10, The Inner Winter of the Menstrual Cycle, menstruation. And then in 4th place is Endometriosis, Taking Back Your Power. And then we have 5th place is episode 7, The Inner Spring of the Menstrual Cycle, Pre-Ovulation. And then it kind of goes on from there. So it's really fun to look at that and to see, you know, people listening and the episodes that are the most popular, etc. And I also want to give a shout out to all of the guests who've been on. I've had some really, really, just really great guests on the podcast. And yeah, we've had some really interesting conversations. It hasn't been something I haven't really kind of put a lot of energy into reaching out to people. I did a little bit at the start, and then people started contacting me and asking if they could come on the podcast. So I was like, sure. So if you are someone who you feel like you'd be a good fit on this podcast, From Pain to Power, just send me an email, lisa@lisadeyoungcoaching.com, or you can go over to my website and click contact and you can let me know. So going forward, so I'm going to continue the podcast. I really enjoy doing this podcast. I haven't really had much time yet to think about like what I want from it in year two, where I want it to go. But I definitely would like to have more guest interviews. I know I have a section of the podcast, a branch, which is all about the cyclical business. And that's more or less once a month. And yeah, I'm going to continue that because I have a lot to share in that area. And I'm really excited to have my graduates come join me for conversations in the podcast as well, because like I said at the very start, they are the ones with all the wisdom and experience that I want to really bring into the space. And I want to bring in, yeah, more, also more practical things and education for people who are not professionals, but who are maybe struggling with things like endometriosis or period pain, PMDD, or any kind of chronic pain, and offer, because I am reluctant to share a lot of like information and things to try, but I do have a lot of those things. So I'd love to share more of that as well. So that is it for my reflection for episode 52, 1 year of podcasting. And I'd love as well, if any of you have any suggestions for the podcast or anything like that, then give me a shout, lisa@lisadeoncoaching.com. But yeah, thank you so much for being one of my friends, one of the Pain to Power community friends. And if you're interested in working with me, I do have a little bit of space for one-to-one coaching at the moment. And I what else do I have? I have courses. I've got free courses on my website. I also have that course, Self-Care in the Menstrual Cycle. That is a paid for course, but it's on my website too. And then if you're interested in training with me professionally, which is going to be really exciting because we're starting that like, well, soonish, not that soon, but in October, you can add your name onto the waiting list. And that is all about menstrual cycle coaching and facilitation. It is for anyone who wants to become a menstrual cycle coach or to integrate that work into their existing professional practice. What's really different about this professional training to others is that I don't offer certainty to my clients. I support them with the process of emotionally working with that. And it's really about supporting the end clients really come into their own agency, their own consent, their own power, their internal power, helping them to navigate systems, for example, the medical system. Yes, there will be a lot of education on the nervous system and the endocrine system and trauma and how we can help people to understand their bodies so that they can know what to do. But it is not about giving, it's not about giving a formula. It's not about giving a list of things to do. And there's a lot of reality in the course. Like I don't show up perfectly and, you know, it's a group experience. So it really is for people who want to be part of that collective we in the group and really listening to each other and contributing to the space. And so every year the course is different depending on who's in the program. But yeah, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous collective experience. And we do a lot of process work and I teach you coaching skills as well, so you can get started with sitting opposite people, because, you know, very often, like a lot of you will have read a lot of books, or maybe you will have already done a lot of courses to do with the menstrual cycle or menstrual cycle awareness. But how do we help people? Like, what do we do with people when we're sitting opposite them in the room or in a group? And, you know, it's not helpful to just give people a list of things to try and a list of things to do, or just like a spreadsheet tracker of like, how did you get on? You know, we have to work with them relationally. And yeah, I think that's one of the best ways to coach, is to work with them on that kind of deeper relational level, which can be hard and it can be really uncomfortable for ourselves. And a lot of the people who do come into the course at the very start, they're really eager to get to become a confident coach and to be like a good coach. But the reality, I think the best coaching happens when you as a coach are willing to get uncomfortable with your client. And so that's at least my experience of coaching and myself. And it's what I really, really stand for. I do not stand for wanting for me to feel constantly comfortable in my work. It is like far from it. And you know, sometimes we have to get into the mess with our clients and they need help with, you know, navigating really complicated, traumatic, difficult situations, and they need strong coaches and people who can really be in their bodies with them there in the room with them. So that's what the course is all about, and I'm going to be sharing a lot more about it over the summer. And in the summer, I'm going to have a couple of webinars. So do make sure you get on to the waiting list. You can head on over to the link in the show notes for that. And that's it for me. I wish you a gorgeous, gorgeous rest of your week. And thank you again so much from the bottom of my heart for being part of this community. And if you're new, you are so welcome. You can go back over to all the episodes and have a listen to whatever you fancy listening to and get to know me, get to know each other. And yeah, that's it for me. Lots of love. See you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.